Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 41. 9-11. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 11th month, on the 23rd day of the 11th month.
Psalm 9. To the chief musician, to the tune of Death of the Son, a psalm of David. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever, and you have destroyed cities, even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, and those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made. In the net which they hid, their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Meditation. Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Psalm 11. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven, his eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright.
Dear Dan, I was asleep when the phone rang. It was the morning of the 11th of September, 2001, and I was barely 2 months into my lengthy tenure at G6. The custodial supervisor at G3 had my home phone number, and I was still on call to do some sub-work. I had remained on the books as a substitute custodian, even though I had already started working full-time at G6. In July, I had informed the G3 supervisor that I had taken a position with G6, but that I would like to be available to do some sub-work from time to time, working around my full-time schedule at G6. He agreed, so throughout the rest of the summer, I worked half-day shifts at various schools and support buildings within the district. The very last job I did for G3 was applying floor finish to the multipurpose room at G3B, just before the start of school, right before the Labor Day weekend. I never resigned my position at G3. I just stopped getting called after the last job was finished. But I still had the lingering hope that I could still be hired full-time at G3. That's why when the phone rang that morning, I first thought I was being called for a job. Instead, it was a friend and fellow Christian that was on the other end of the line when I answered. "Romanus," he said, "turn on the TV. The World Trade Center is under attack." I turn on the TV to see the first tower on fire and people jumping off the roof. Then I saw the second plane hit the second tower. I said goodbye to my friend, hung up the phone, and turned to Gabe and Gabriella, who were in the bedroom when I woke up, and asked, "Did you know about this?" Because I figured it was some kind of judgment or something. We then watched and prayed as we saw the fires and subsequent collapse of the two towers. I don't remember much after that except that I had to go to work that day, so that's what I did. The next day, on 9/12, M received an email with a drawing attached. It was a pencil sketch by a young boy who saw the truth. I have kept a copy of it, and a copy of that is attached to this letter. It is Jesus receiving the souls of all that were his on 9/11. About a week later, just 30 minutes or so before I had to leave for work, I was walking on the trail behind my house, trying to sort out everything. I was depressed from not getting called by G3 for work and depressed over the World Trade Center attacks. While I was on the bridge looking at the river, something happened that I had only read about in fictitious writings, and I always thought it was hyperbole. I felt on my back someone looking at me from behind, from down the trail. I turned and saw no one. I turned back to the river to look and listen to the white noise and felt the same feeling again. Again, I looked behind me down the trail and saw no one. So I went back to looking at and listening to the river. Within a few seconds, a lady came walking from the trail, along the trail from where I had just looked. I knew it was not humanly possible for someone to walk or even run within eyeshot of where I had just looked to where I was at that short amount of time. But I was in no condition to try to figure it out. I just wanted to not be depressed. She came up to me and we started talking. Then she said she could tell I was feeling down and spoke other words of comfort. We talked a little more. Then before parting company, she patted me on my shoulder and said, "Chin up, fella." Of course, later on, Gabe confirmed something I thought might be the case. He said that she was the Holy Spirit, quote, in person, unquote, that met me there. Over the weeks and months that followed, I began to get sort of an idea that my work at G6 and the subsequent U.S. wars after 9/11 were linked in some way. I will make an attempt to describe that in future letters. Blessings, Romanus Theophilus.
Who are you?
Romanus Christian Theophilus, bondslave of Jesus Christ.
Attached to the Earth Alliance starship Excalibur.
What do you want?
To find a cure to the Drak plague before it wipes out all life on Earth.
Where are you going?
Anywhere I have to.
Who do you serve and who do you trust?
Who do you serve and who do you trust?